Well, in the European Parliament this morning, there was a vote on approving Ursula von der Leyen and her new commission. This was approved by a majority of MEPs. But what my concern is that Irish MEPs, and specifically some in the Midlands Northwest, who during the recent European election campaign gave commitments that they would oppose Ursula von der Leyen because of her stance on many, many different issues, have more recently backtracked, and in some cases Fianna Fáil MEPs are now supporting her and her commission, and Independent Ireland, who said they were opposed to her, are now this morning they abstained in regard to this vote. And it's regretful because, again, it just points out to people that what's said in an election for some political parties is not what they will follow through on, and they won't keep to those commitments. We know Ursula von der Leyen well. We know that she's unacceptable to many Irish people, as she's a defender of the ongoing genocide against the Palestinian people. She is also very much in favour of free trade agreements and accelerating them wherever possible. And we in Ireland know we don't want the Mercosur free trade agreement. That's going to allow the European Union to be flooded by tens of thousands of tonnes of Brazilian beef and undermining our quality beef product here in Ireland. You know, so she also has a very strong militarisation agenda. She wants to disrespect very much our neutrality. She says she only wants to work with those who are pro-NATO. And that, for us, in a country that very much holds dear our stance and neutrality down through the decades, to have somebody like Ursula von der Leyen now at the helm of the European Union is one of grave concern.
And Chris, do you think there'll be a number of farmers, particularly in the Northwest as well, who might feel quite let down by this news today, that you know, these impacts could have quite huge ramifications for many of them?
Well, as I said, unfortunately, what we've seen is that, you know, Fianna Fáil and Independent Ireland MEPs backtracking, and that will be a concern, because now we have, you know, the green light's been given to Ursula von der Leyen and her agenda and her policies. And, you know, it's as we come up in the last few days of the upcoming election, to me it shows that people should give consideration to supporting parties that will stick by their principles, parties that will stick by their word, and that what we need is a Sinn Féin-led government that will represent Irish people's views regarding neutrality, Mercosur and Gaza.